From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Not every student who starts school lives to graduate. It's estimated nearly 2,000 children and teens die from gun violence every year in the United States. This year, Birmingham City Schools is awarding diplomas to the families of some of those lost students. WBHM's Kyra Miles has this from yesterday's graduations.
The graduates of A.H. Parker High School file into Bill Harris Arena in colors of purple and white. The emotions spill over from the audience. But in the rows of graduates, three seats are left open. On top of those seats, there are wrapped cap and gowns with a big bow on top, plus three large signs with the names of Parker students who lost their lives before graduation. One of those students, Caleb Tucker, died from medical complications in 2019.
Caleb Darnell Tucker.
Caleb's mom accepted his diploma, along with his cousin, Kendarius Tucker.
It was unfortunate what had happened to him, but we still congratulating him and we still, you know, living for him because I know that's what he would want instead of just us constant grieving all the time. But he was a really good person.
The school also honored students James Looney and DeAndre Haggard, who died in shootings in 2019 and 2022. Since the beginning of this school year, seven students in Birmingham City Schools have been shot and killed. During the ceremony, Parker Principal Daryl Hudson noted those empty chairs.
These seniors are not here with us physically, but they're here with us spiritually, and they will always be part of A.H. Parker High School class of 2022.
Before graduates received their diplomas, the Parker High School Choir sang to usher the students into their next chapter in life, while honoring those who didn't get that chance. Kyra Miles, WBHM.